So first of all, Chevra, Shir tonight is being sponsored by Yudit and Ben Hershkowitz, or something like Yudit Gluck, her maiden name. Leila Nishmas, Yudit's mother, whose yahrzeit was today, Sarah Bas Asher. Bez Hashem, all the Torah should be a big schuss for Neshama, Leila Nishmasa, to Azaycha, to Tchesameisim, with Mishich Zakeinu, Bimhera Bimeinu. Amen. Happens to be, I could say it here because obviously she's not here, Yudit. In the 11 years we've had this shir, well, I think one time there was one woman at the shir. That's a whole other story for another time. But Yudit is someone who's a serious bas Torah, who's growing in Torah and who's supporting Torah together with her husband. And there's no question that who she is, it's a tremendous Eli to the neshama of her mother. Bez Hashem, all the Torah we learn should be as well. You know, today was Thanksgiving. For those of you who didn't know, I'm sure all you did know. Some of your stomachs definitely knew. Today was Thanksgiving, and the emes is, I want to just tell you something. We're not going to go through right now the halachic discussions that are brought up. There are various tshuvas by Rav Moshe and famous ideas from Rav Huttner. Not going to go through any of that. To me, there are no issues with having a Thanksgiving feast. That's MS, I'll tell you that much. There are two, I will share with you, there are two major issues, two major problems that personally I have with Thanksgiving. Just want to share two major problems that I do have. One of them, and listen to this, is one of those areas also, if you catch one line by itself, you're not going to, it might be misquoted and misunderstood, but the first issue I have with Thanksgiving, the first serious issue I have with Thanksgiving, is that we don't actually celebrate Thanksgiving. That very few actually celebrate Thanksgiving. So if I stop there, that sounds very strange, right? What I mean by that is, that even those that do have a celebration with the mishpacha, with the family, and a get-together, which can be very nice, and have turkey, and have stuffing, and a chnesnish, whatever is had, how many people actually use the day to give serious hakaras hatovs to the Eibishter? How many of us could say that today we had extra kavana in our modem? We had extra kavana in our modem. If we did have a Thanksgiving feast, was our benching a different benching? When we gave Hakaras HaTov to the Eibishter, we have a mitzvah deraisa to give Hakaras HaTov to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam v'echalta mitzvata v'erachta. So you have a day where the secular world tells us it's a day of Thanksgiving. So we should be using that to have extra Hakaras. It's a beautiful thing to have Hakaras HaTov to the Eibishter. But how many of us had extra Hakaras HaTov to the Eibishter today? If anything, that's what we should be doing. Did we celebrate Thanksgiving? That's my question. And it falls out, everything, by the way, everything's Ben HaShemayim, everything's Yad HaShemayim. Of course, we learn about Hakaras HaTov from this week's Parsha. Of course, it falls out, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam falls out, all the Parshas fall out in the proper time. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is telling us these are times because we see by Leah, HaPam Odes HaShem, when she names Yehuda. And we're all called Yehudim, as our essence is to give Odah, to give thanks to HaShem. So we have to, each and every one of us, we have to hopefully use today, and if we haven't yet, if anything, as a chizik to Hakaras HaTov today, Bishter. For all that we have. So many of us, we focus often on what we don't have. We have to focus on what we have, what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has given us. That's my first problem with Thanksgiving, which hopefully we could be mitaken. My second problem with Thanksgiving is obvious, and that's the incredible amount of Bittul Torah that goes on because it's Thanksgiving. For the life of me, I don't understand why yeshivas don't have yeshiva today. You want to say we don't have Lamud Echol, you don't have secular studies? Fad, they don't have secular studies. It's fine with me. You go and you have Thanksgiving feast instead of your secular studies. It shows what your, if you're machshavit or not machshavit, that's up to you. But Lamaisa, to not have yeshiva in the morning, not have that yeshivas are closed, that the Limudei Kodesh is closed. You want to say, you want to argue, oh, but people, Lamaisa, since it's a longer vacation weekend with families, as far as parents have off also, and people go on little vacations or go to grandparents in other states, that's beautiful. So then let those people go. So because of the chveis, there's 10% or 20%, the other 80% can't have yeshiva today. You want to even say, don't learn your regular limud for those people. Learn some other limud lishma, whatever it might be. But there shouldn't be yeshiva today? I don't know, for the life of me, I don't understand. in the amount of Bittul Torah because of Thanksgiving. Now, the Lamaisa, there's also, Baruch Hashem, a strengthening of Torah. For some. Meaning what? Meaning what? I'll tell you my father, for example. My father, every single secular holiday, whether it's Thanksgiving, whether it's Christmas, whether it's New Year's, whether it's July 4th, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, even Chesed, all the ones we don't even know what they are. Any of them. So in Brooklyn, by Yisrael Reisman's shul in Brooklyn, in Flatbush, everyone knows Rav Yisrael Reisman. So he has every secular holiday, Yomiyin, and all morning long into the early afternoon, I believe, Shiurim, the big time tzaddikim, all morning long. So those who generally, they have to be in work that time, they're off from work. So what do you do when you're off from work? You run to learn Torah, and show the Eibishter that if I didn't have to work, I'd be learning Torah. That's beautiful. Harbatzas at Torah on a day like today. And then okay, in the afternoon, 3 or 4 in the afternoon, if you have to go to Thanksgiving, it's beautiful, fine, there's no problem, have spend some nice time with your mishpacha. But it shouldn't chas v'shalom be a day of bit Torah. Pum fakert, what greater hakar satov to get Eibishter and learn his Torah? Sit and learn his Torah. What bigger hakar satov to Eibishter? To you do everything for me. What can I do for you? Talmud Torah can I kulam? Sit and learn Torah. What greater hakar satov to Eibishter? So we're going to learn Torah. We're going to learn Torah. So let's learn together. I want to learn some deeper Torah tonight. And so spurred on by a conversation I had this past Shabbos Kodesh with some Talmidim. But we'll get to that in a few moments. There's a very deep Megala Mukos on this week's Parsha. Very deep that a lot of the Svarim talk about. Beginning of the Parsha, we all know Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harana. So in the word Vayetze, that Yaakov went out from Be'er Sheva, he went to Haran. And the word Vayetze, the Megala Muko says Vayetze is Rosh Tevos, Vayar Yaakov Tsuras Aleph. Vayar Yaakov Tsuras Aleph. Yaakov saw the formation of the letter Aleph. Vayar Yaakov Tsuras Aleph. So we all have to understand what does this mean. What is the Megala Mukos trying to teach us? Why specifically here is Yaakov Avinu seeing the letter Aleph? What does it mean? What is the symbolism of the letter Aleph? Why does he need to be seeing it now? What's going on? So Halakha told us Yaakov Yosef, which much of the Sefer tells Yaakov Yosef is the Rebbe is bringing down Torah from his Rebbe, the Baal Shem. Most of the Torah of the Baal Shem we have from the Tos Yaakov Yosef Emes. The Baal Shem Tov didn't write any Svarim. Yeah, the Sefer Baal Shem Tov, that was written by his Talmidim as well. So he says as follows. He says something very, very deep and very, very special. He says that we see by Parshas Bishalach, right back in the Oz Yashir, as we say in Oz Yashir, that we know the scene. What was the scene at that moment in history? Not once the water opened up, but even right before that. Right before the water opened up, right before the water split. Imagine what that was for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is 210 years. Golus Mitzrayim. Finally they get out. Finally get free. And they're leaving Mitzrayim. Gula, redemption. We're so excited. And we get to the sea. And what happens, right? When we're getting to the sea and we don't know what we're going to do. And we see the Mitzrayim are running after us. With chariots and bows and arrows. What's going to be? Mamish, you can't imagine what that moment was. And the Pasuk says, Omar Oyev Erdov Asig Achalik Shol. Omar Oyev, our enemy said, Erdov, let's run after, I'm going to pursue. Asig, I'm going to reach, I'm going to get to Klal Yisrael, Achalik Shol. We're going to divide up all the spoils. And those psukim, there are 5 aleph's in a row. Omar Oyev Erdov Asig Achalik. The Halakha of Hashem Tov teaches us the letter aleph. And Tosi Yaakov Yosef brings this, it's his first piece in Kol HaTorah Kula, his first piece in Bereishis, if you want to see it inside. Is the letter Aleph represents the deepest connection to the Eibishter. The letter Aleph represents Hashem Echad, Alufo Shel Adam, Shalom, Alufo Shel Olam, the Aleph of the world. In fact, he goes on to explain that actually we know that there are 22 letters in the Aleph Beis, in Torah, in Tefillah, that we daven. So he says as follows, listen, everything that's physical and everything that's in this world, also has these 22 letters. How so? Shebehem nivra olam b'chol asher bo, as the Gemara in Brachos says. And Brachos nunhei yodeya hayabitzal tzarif osios shenivra bem shemayim v'aretz. Meaning what? Bitzal knew, just like the Rebbeinu Shem used, pasorim amaros nivra olam. The world was created by 10 sayings with the letters of the Aleph Beis created the world. So everything in this world, this glass of iced tea, was created by the letters of the Aleph Beis, mamish. The Rebbeinu Shem created this with the letters of the Aleph Beis. It's based on Gemara and Brachos. But listen, as follows. So therefore, Rak Shoyis Yos Meluvash B'Chomer and Yani Olam B'Kama Kisuyin B'Levushin B'Klipos. Those letters are then covered over. Those letters, which are the ruchnias of the entity, which caused the creation from the Eibishter, are covered over by whatever physical manifestation there is in that object that was created. Ubetocha osios shor ruchnias. Hakadosh Baruch Hu hareish kvodo yisparach malei kol aretz. Within the letters, within the creation of that entity, is where the ruchnias of the entity and the Rabbeinu Shem, which is malei kol aretz kvodo, is laying, is residing. There's nothing that doesn't have a connection to the Eibishter. Raku bestara, but it's hidden. It's hard to see the Rabbeinu Shalom in this cup of iced tea. You see a glass, you see some iced tea, you see some pieces of ice. It's hard to see him. It's hidden. But it's there. The chasharancha des yodim izeh astara, eino etzlam astara. Those of us who understand this and know this, there's nothing hidden. You might could see the Rabbeinu Shalom in it. And that's found in the letter Aleph. The deepest connection is that Aleph, the Echad. And he goes on to explain that everything else that was created after Aleph, meaning anything that was used, the Beis or Gimel or Dalet, any other letters that were used, are a little bit farther, more distance from Hashem. Because he says, what is a Beis? A Beis is really two Alephs. Now obviously not in physical creation of the letter. You don't use two Aleph to make a Beis. But Beis is two, which Aleph is one. Aleph plus Aleph is Beis. And Gimel is Aleph plus Aleph plus Aleph. And Dalet is Aleph plus Aleph plus Aleph plus Aleph. Every letter is only a multiplication of Aleph. Reishis habriya haya aidei ois Aleph. Yuchach ma'ubara. The Aleph represents the wisdom of Hashem. And that's only nispashit in all the other letters. And any letter that's closer to the Aleph is closer to that seminal point, what we call, if any of us have learned a little Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus talk about the Atzilus of the creation. The Atzilus, the seminal point, the initial creation, the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the letter Aleph. And goes on ultimately to Tav, which is farthest from Ribbono Shel Olam in the creation of the world. Hey, we're all with me? Hopefully we could explain that well. It's really just, I'm just telling you over Tolz Yaakov Yosef from the Baal Shem. So now we can understand, he says, what's pshat? Why when we're discussing how the mitzvahim were running after us, and there's a pachad moira, what's the pasuk in Parashat B'Shalach said? Vinei ha-mitzrayim, in Perek Yudal, pasuk Yud, vinei mitzrayim, nosei achreim, the mitzvahim were running after them. Vayiru mod, they were very afraid. Klal Yisrael was afraid. V'yitz'aku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. They screamed out to Hashem. There was a lot of fear. Erdov Azik Echalik Shol. Omar Oyev Erdov Azik Echalik Shol. All those start with the letter Aleph. The chair is not bringing from the back room. You know where they are. You could line them in. Come all the way in front even if you want. So the Tos Yaakov says to Baal Shem, you know why they're all with the letter Aleph? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach Bnei Yisrael at that point the deepest lesson of life that all of us have to know. And that even when time seems so dark, and even when it seems like there's no way out, and we've fallen, the mitzvahim are running after us, and we have a seat in front of us, where are we going to go? The Aleph in front is teaching me the Eibishter is here as well. Even when it seems so hidden, The Eibishter is here as well, and we have to believe that, and we have to know that. Gam kielich begeitz al mavit lo yira ki ato imadi. And the Eibishter is by our side always. Until the Yaakov Yosef says from Baal Shem, that when a person, again, sees the Eibishter, even when he seems hidden, then there is nothing hidden, and there is no bed. Eino etzlam hastara. Those people have no hastara. Those people have nothing hidden. So again, based on this, we see that the letter Aleph represents the closeness to Hashem, seeing Hashem in everything, as it goes further until we get to the letter Taf. So if we get to the letter Taf, we really just need to bring it back to Aleph, which we'll explain in a moment. But our avodah has to be to see Hashem in everything, and start to open up our eyes a little bit wider if I don't see Him. Because I don't have to see Him with my eyes, I have to see Him with my mind. With the Einei HaSeichel. And see the Eibishter in everything that we do. Yaakov Avinu, now let's understand. Yaakov Avinu, his whole life, 63 years, he's learning by his, till 15 by his Zayda Avram Avinu. And then till 63 by his Tata Yitzchak Avinu. And then he goes 14 years Shein Ve'ever. He's 77 years old, his whole life is Kaddush Kedoshim in Yeshiva. Right? We thought, oh wow, I learned 2 years in Yeshiva. Wow, I'm Amish Gadol Adar, Admar, I'm ready to go back to college and be Batzliach and do everything. I come back to Chutzlaret. Don't worry, I'm not afraid of anything. 2 years, I got 2 full years. I didn't even come back post-Pesach. I didn't even come back post-Pesach. 2 full years. Yaakov Avinu needed first 63 years by the Gadol and by his Zayda the Gadol. Then he said, I'm still not ready. 14 more years in Be'ever, where he didn't even sleep Chazal Tiyot, just. We're ready after 2 years. A little chizuk in building a foundation. You stay longer, Moshe Davi. Don't run anywhere. Belamaisa, after all that time, you know where he's going now? He's going to Chutzlaretz. He's going to Charan. The Medrash says, in this week's Sedra, he saw Kimin Kaisel Lefanov. He saw like there was a wall in front of him. He saw that wall of the Yam Suf as well. He saw the wall. And he was afraid. He had a pachad. He was mamish afraid to go. I'm going to be matzliach in Charan with Lavan, with all the sheker and all the tumah and all the taiva. Yaakov Avinu was afraid. Vayetze Yaakov, he still went, because Vayar Yaakov Tzuras Aleph. He understood if he has to go there, and even that makom means the Rabbonu Shem could be there as well. And it means I have to see the Eibishter, and it can't be Nister to me. It means I have to make the best of every situation I'm in. It means I have to see the Rabbonu Shem in every moment of my life. I have to be living with the Rabbonu Shem every moment. And if you're living with the Rabbonu Shem every moment, there is no Hester. That's what Tol Yaakov says, Yosef says. And I can be Matzliach wherever I am. And that was by Yam Suf as well. By Yam Suf as well. They're so scared. And what happened? The Rebbe Shalom, it was all a setup. The Rebbe Shalom wanted the Mitzrim to run after us so that they could drown in the Yam Suf. And we were able to see that. We looked back and saw that. We saw with our own eyes. We saw v'nahapichu. We saw that the fear was unfounded. Because Amar Eriyev Erdav Asiga Chalik Sholo, the Aleph, the Rebbeinu Shem was there the whole time. In our life as well. We're struggling, we're upset because we have a lot of work, and Chvestish, it's midterm time, it's final time. I'm struggling in Shiduchim, and I don't understand why the Shiduch's not going right, and I got into a bad situation, and it's Nister. Omar, Oyev Erdav Akiv, Vayar Yaakov Tzuras Aleph. We have to see the Rebbeinu Shalom, bring the Rebbeinu Shalom back into our lives. Live with the Eibishter every moment. And when you live with the Rebbeinu Shalom every moment, it's all good. In the Likutei Maran, Rav Nachman, in the Torah Kuf Nun Hei, listen to the words. I know we said Rosh Hashanah time, we made a Kabbalah, some of the Chevra knows, to try to make photocopies and learn some of the makoros that we have Thursday night year. And I've Baruch Hashem, I've been much better. I've been doing it. This week, we didn't have problems. We didn't have yeshiva today, which I spoke about earlier, as you all know. And I don't have a photocopy machine. I actually had one, but it's broken. So I apologize. So you're going to have to just listen and trust me, and you can look it up yourself. Aaron David claims he's getting a photocopy machine. I don't know. We don't know where Aaron David is tonight even, so I don't know. But anyways, okay. Bezat Hashem. Truth is, I don't know if Aaron David ever said he's getting one. Ichamotl said that Aaron David has to get one, so we don't know where Ichamotl is either tonight, but okay. Okay, maybe some of us do know, but okay, it doesn't matter. Lema'isa, Torah Kuf Nun Hei. Listen to what Rav Nachman says. Atzvus hu mida ra ma'od. Sadness is a terrible mida. To be sad is a terrible mida. To be down and out is a terrible mida. And listen to what he says where sadness comes from. But listen to this Torah, it's tremendous. But sadness is hainu machmas chesron emuna. All sadness comes from some level of lacking of emuna, lacking of belief in Hashem. Ki bevada yim hayilo emuna shlema. If a person had a complete emuna, vayamamin shashem is baruch omid alav, you believe Hashem standing upon us. Vishomea kol divar v'divar shiotu v'piv, and is listening to every word that comes out of our mouth when we're davening. Umazin lekol tefila, so he's listening to the voice of our tefila. Bevadai lo hayil shum atzlus atzlus. We would have no sadness and no laziness. Ki ikra atzlus v'atzlus v'machlus chesron emuna. Because I don't believe at that moment that this is what the Rebbe wants. I don't believe at that moment, if we really believed it, it's all good. When a person has a muna, muna has given you a koyach to grow, to prosper, to be tzomeach, to flourish. As I ain't magical shum dover, nothing can damage you. You can't be damaged when you have a muna. We're not afraid of any person. We're not afraid of anything. Life's amazing when you have a muna. I'll tell you, my son today had a whole matzav in yeshiva. Whatever, I don't want to talk about it now. Whatever happened. And it was something that could create in a high school teenager tremendous atzvus. It could create tremendous kas. Could create mamish destruction. Maybe Chavis stays later, we'll tell the story. But anyways, Lemaisa, I'm telling you, came home, b'simcha rabba. He says to me, I'm not going to let these things get me down. Nobody or nothing could get me down. It's what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted, I'm b'simcha. And I said, Shmuel, it doesn't make any sense. It was something that was a tremendous loss of money for a kid this age. Whatever it was, a lot of stuff, I can't even, I'm even yavin, whatever it was, really. A lot of different things. He says, no, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted, it's all good, I'm b'simcha. You don't want to be b'simcha, he says to me, you don't have to be b'simcha, I'm b'simcha. When you have a muna and you're living with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's always simcha. Vayar Yaakov Tzur Aleph, he's going to Charan, he saw it. We've said it over so many times at this table. One of my favorite Torahs this week's parasha. Arya gave it to you to read before. I don't know if you read through it, but we all have to have this Torah just photocopied and on our walls. And I've said it over, but I can't not say it over this week. I spoke this past Wednesday in a high school, in a girls' high school, and I had to say this Torah over. Where Rav Moshe, he asks, we know the famous idea how Yaakov Avinu is getting all the way, he's traveling all the way to Charan, and he gets all the way to Charan, and he realizes he forgot something. What did he forget? What did he forget? Not his Pachim Ketanim, that's next week's parsha, right? We're not there yet. Chanukah, we'll get there, Bez Hashem. What did he forget? What did he forget, Dar? He forgot the Davin in Harabayas. His Tata Davin by Harabayas, his Zayt Davin by Harabayas, he forgot the Davin by Harabayas. So he has to go back to Harabayas. To daven for his success in Chutz La'aretz. To daven for us to be successful in Chutz La'aretz. So he has, the Gemara in Chulin says he has Kfitzas Aderech. He gets back very quickly. But the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadi Aleph, says he has Kfitzas Aderech different than every other case in the whole Torah. Every other case of Kfitzas Aderech, like Eliezer in last week's parasha. So a week's journey takes a day. Ichmeisnes, You want to get from here to Marina Del Rey, I had to go with Kvisa Derech. Yesterday I was Masada Kedushin, I was running and I had to get there, Kvisa Derech. So you got to go with Kvisa Derech. Okay, so I was pulled over once, that's another story we'll tell you later. Don't worry, there were no tickets. But he claimed there were a lot of infractions, but... Lemaisa, so it should take 40 minutes and you get there in 5 minutes. Kvisa Zaderech. That's Kvisa Zaderech. Here there was different Kvisa Zaderech than every other case in the Torah. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadi Aleph says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvodo V'atzmo lifted up Har HaBayis and brought it to him. Not that Yaakov quickly got to Har HaBayis. Lifted up Har HaBayis and brought it to him. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu do such a neis, l'malim and atav in such a way? Leave regular Kvisa Zaderech. Why? So Rav Moshe explains so beautifully. He says, Yaakov, you know, had that pachar of going to Chutzorot, of the Tumah and the Taiva that we see every day. And he wasn't sure he's going to succeed. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought Har HaBayis to him to say, make this Har HaBayis as well. It's up to you. Charan could also be Har HaBayis. You don't have to be in the most conducive environment, sitting and learning yeshiva day and night, at that time of your life when there are no other responsibilities to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vayar Yaakov Tzuras Aleph, wherever you are. Vayar Yaakov Tzuras Aleph. And become the greatest Talmid Chacham. And Rabbi Moshe says it. And Rabbi Moshe lived by us in America. At a time when it was called the Midbar. We have to realize everything's Eibishter. And the more you realize that Eibishter is everywhere and everything, you start to live a different life. A life of simcha, a life of bracha, a life when you could grow non-stop in Avodas Hashem. I saw such a Torah, Rav Melech Biderman. So he says as follows. It was in the Kuntras from last year in Parashat Vayetze. He says, you open up the parasha, and you have Yaakov, Vayetze, he goes out, Vayelech, and he goes, Vayifka, and he reaches Bamakom, Vayolan, and he sleeps, Vayikach, Me'avnei Amakom, and he takes from the stones, Vayasim, Arashosov, and he puts them around his head, Vayishkov, and he lays down. So he's doing all these things, right? He's leaving, he's going, he's reaching, he's doing. And then finally, Vayachalom. And he has a dream. And only when Vayachalom, after that dream, do you finally say, Vinei Hashem Nitzav Alav, Hashem standing by him. Meaning what? Rav Melech says so beautifully. He says, it's only once we realize that just like in a dream, we think so much is going on, but none of it's really going on. So too, when we look at our life and realize all that we think we're doing and all that we think is happening, it's all Kachaloyim Yaof, it's all the Eibishter running the world. It's all the way we think things and perceive things. We don't know what's going on. It's all the Rabbeinu Shalom. The moment when we recognize and start to see the world and it's all the Rabbeinu Shalom like a chaloyim, that's when Vashem Nitzav Alav. Every single one of us, we need to bring the Rabbeinu Shalom into our lives. And we need to bring the Rabbeinu Shalom into our lives in the way that we see the world. Vada, when difficulties are happening, our way, Vayar, Yaakov, Tzuras Aleph. But in every aspect of our life. I was really, mamish, one of my Talmidim, when the Chevra, he was telling me over how he was very upset. He was very upset, one of the Chevra, that his Rebbe in Yeshiva, gave a shmooz fiery musr. Fiery, he said it was mamish fiery musr on Amelus B'Torah. Tremendous. It's great. I said, well, are you upset? Good, we need more of that. We don't have enough of that. He says, you don't understand, but Rebbe, he says to me, he gave this fiery musr, he spoke 10 minutes, 20 minutes, I don't know how long the speech was for. He didn't mention the Rabbeinu Shalom one time. He didn't mention the Eibishter one time. He mentioned Torah, he mentioned learning Torah, Amelus B'Torah. But he didn't mention once the Kesher to the Eibishter. Not once the Noisei HaTorah. Isn't that what it's all about? Now, with all due respect to whoever that Rebbe was, I'm sure that Rebbe has tremendous dveikus in Yerushalayim, and I'm sure he didn't mean it like that. And bad, they have to have a Melech B'Torah and Limud Torah. But yes, it's true, that's what it's all about. What it's all about is getting a close relationship with Hashem. That's why we sit and learn His Torah, because it's Chochma Elokis. And we forget about that at times. I don't know how many of you saw, I don't know if you guys get this, I don't know who gets this meaningful minutzach. Does any of you ever get this thing? L'maisa, Someone asked me to one of my talmidim asked me to record a minute to send out on this meaningful, apparently it's Instagram thing or WhatsApp thing. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Something like that. And one of my talmidim asked me to record 1 minute that he wants, that he will send out the video that people will see. He bugged me for a little bit, pushed me, so I did it. I did one. He says, what am I going to do? What am I going to talk about? So this is all that I said to talk about, that you have to bring Hashem back into our lives. And not just learning Torah, but every time we learn Torah, we have to recognize and we have to think, I'm connecting to Hashem. I'm getting closer to Hashem. I'm, as the Baal Tanya says in Perek Dalet, I'm giving Hashem a big hug. As my Rebbe Rav Lachman used to say, I'm going on a date with Ribbono Shel Olam. Do we think like this when we learn? Every time before we learn, before I open my Gemara, I say, I'm about to go out on a date with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Us as a Pekisha, we're excited for. Some of us, when we go date, first date, second date, we're not so excited, right? This, we're excited. And you can give the Ribbono Shel Olam a hug. Can't do that on a Pekisha. Can't do that. Here you can give the Ribbono Shel Olam a hug, the Tanya says. Every time we learn, I'm hugging the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm connecting with him in the deepest of ways. And we have to think like this. That's why I'm learning. Davening, it should be its very essence. But how many of us are davening in just Hebrew reading exercises? I show up and I read the words of the Siddur. I say the words of Shemoneh Esrei if I do. It has to be with the Eibishter. It has to be with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have to bring back the Aleph. But we fall so far. When we fall to that letter Tav. That's Esav HaRashim. Next week's Parsha. When Yaakov Avinu meets up with Esav finally. How many men does Esav have with him? How many men? Huh?
400.
Thank you, Noam. Yeah. 400. Don't be scared. It's good. You're right. Arba meos ish, the pasuk says, right? He had 400. There has to be a significance in that, right? Why is he at 400? What's 400? Gematria Tav. Esav was the farthest away from the Aleph. Vayar Yaakov suras Aleph. Yaakov was connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and therefore could be Matzliach and him loving Garti with Targum Mitzvah Shemarti because he saw the Aleph and he lived with the Aleph. Wherever he was, he brought Harabais there. Esav, he's living a life of Tav. Farthest place away from Aleph. There's a beautiful word in the Hebrew language that we find throughout Kol HaTorah. It's of the most beautiful words, and it's so interesting because the word means nothing. But tonight we're going to understand the depth of this word. You know what word is maybe of the most common words in Kol HaTorah Kula, but really has no meaning at all? It has no meaning. There's no translation to it even. S. S. The word S. Does S have a meaning? How do you translate S? What is S? It's just there. It's like it's a placeholder. Right? So we put a vav in front of it. It's N, but that's the vav. That's not the S. So that's why the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Chav Beis and Beis Rabbi Kiva says S is Larabos. You have to learn something. We call S in Shavatayra. You know why it's such a meaningful, important word? Because you know what the word S is? It's connecting Aleph and Tav. It's saying, bring every Tav back to an Aleph. Put the Aleph in front of the Tav. Every time we feel so far, 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 far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connect to the Aleph. Connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bring it back. In fact, that same Rabbi Akiva in Brachos Tzamach Mebeis is the one that teaches us the klal, Kol Ma Dov Rachmano L'Tav of it. It's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who says Es is L'Rabos. Because it's Rabbi Akiva who teaches Kol Ma Dov Rachmano L'Tav of it. Maybe it's one and the same. You know how you understand to be L'Rabos the Es? To bring back Es, to bring the Tav back to the Aleph? By recognizing Kol Ma Dov Rachmano L'Tav of it. By recognizing everything Hashem does is for good. Rabbi Kiva happened to be a Nitzos, according to the Arizal, of Yaakov Avinu. Where do you see this in Parashat Vayechi? It says, Abir Yaakov. Abir Yaakov, or Oisios, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva is the Nitzos of who? Of Yaakov Avinu, who taught us Vayar Yaakov to us Aleph. So Rabbi Kiva is the one who could teach the world. Es l'rabos k'kol ma'adar v'chaman al tav of it. Oh. Emes is, we're giving this shir for a yahrzeit of Yudit Glux, Yudit Hershkowitz's mother. There's no bigger chizuk on a yahrzeit. A yahrzeit could be a day which could be a little bit depressing, a little bit sad. Because we don't see, it's nister, we don't see, but kol ma'adav v'chaman al tav of it, even that. Baruch dayin emes. there's rhyme, there's reason. And anything that happens in our life. And we have to bring Hashem into our life. Start by bringing Him into our mitzvahs, into our Torah, into our tefillah. Then we'll start to see Him everywhere else. You know, in Shabbos Kodesh, we dive into Musaf of Shabbos. And Musaf is the added special tefillah of Shabbos. And when you dive in Musaf Shabbos, you ever pay attention? So maybe some of us have. Some of us, it's just Hebrew reading, so I don't know if we did. But if you look at the tefillah, the first tefillah that's special for Musaf. And first we start with the first bracha, bracha avos, and bracha of gvuros, and Kedushas Hashem, Akel HaKadosh, and then what do you get? The words that are specific for Shabbos, you have the tefillah of Tikanta Shabbos. Tikanta Shabbos, or Sisa Karmanasel, Sivishta Perishel, Im Sidura, and Zachel. So if you look closely in almost any sitter, they bold the Rosh Tevos. Why? If you look closely and pay attention to this Shabbos Kodesh, the Rosh Tevos of this tefillah go from letter Tav back to Aleph. Tikanta Tav, Shabbos Shin, Ratisa Resh, Karmanasel, Kuf, on and on, until it goes Devareha, Dalad, Gedula, Gimel, Becharu, Beis, Oz, Aleph. Meaning what? In Musaf of Shabbos, which is a special tefillah for Shabbos, the first tefillah we say that's connected to Shabbos is a tefillah that is what? Taking the letter Tav and bringing it back to Aleph. Look, you'll see, it's incredible. The Hilig of Hashem, he explains as follows. He explains that on Shabbos we could see, it's much easier to see Hashem in everything. On Shabbos, we're separating from that physical world, separating from the mundane world, the world of Chol, and I could see Kedusha, I could see Hashem. So on Shabbos is when we have the best opportunity to bring the Tav back to the Aleph, to see the Aleph, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Yud Ches Amid Aleph, says what? What does the Gemara say at the bottom of Kuf Yud Ches Amid Aleph? Amar Yochum Shum Yosi, call him Anig as a Shabbos. Anyone who has the proper pleasure in Shabbos. You have this nachla b'limitzarim. You have this some sort of inheritance and portion without any boundaries. And what is what? Whose nachla is that? The Gemara says on the base, nachla Yaakov Avicha. It's Yaakov Avinu's nachla because Yaakov Avinu v'yar Yaakov Tzuras Aleph. So Yaakov was v'yar Yaakov Tzuras Aleph. So on Shabbos when we bring the Tav back to the Aleph and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much more clearly, we're connecting specifically Yaakov Avinu. In fact, I saw in a sefer. The Sefer Tzemach Tzadik. Sefer Tzemach Tzadik is a Sefer written by Menachem Mendel and Vizhnitz. Not the Tzemach Tzedek, the Tzemach Tzadik. And he says as follows, he says, if you take Rashi Tevos of Vayetze Yaakov Miber, it's Rashi Tevos Yom. And the next word is Miber Sheva. So it's Yom Sheva, the seventh day, which is Shabbos. Meaning that Yaakov, who's teaching us Vayar Yaakov Tzuras Aleph, where we could gain that, and where we could understand that it's from Shabbos. Let me share a tremendous Torah I saw from Rav Baruch of Mezvish. He says as follows. Some of the chevra here, Davin Nesuch Svarad, I know. At least some. So those of you Davin Nesuch Svarad, we say Ki Gavna. On Shabbos, Kodesh, and Lel Shabbos. Even those who don't know a little bit of Ki Gavna. And in Ki Gavna, it's from the Zohar HaKadosh. And it says in the Ki Gavna, maybe of the most famous lines in Ki Gavna, Raza de Shabbos, Ii Shabbos, Tizchadas b'Raza de Shabbos. Raza the Shabbos, the secret of Shabbos, Ihi Shabbos, it is Shabbos, Tizchadus that brings oneness, Beraza the Shabbos, the secret of Shabbos. What? What does that really mean? Listen to the Baruch of Mezvish. If you look Targum Unkelus on Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Targum Unkelus on the word Echad changes Echad to Chad. Because the Lashon Aramis, in Aramaic, Echad is Chad. So Baruch Mezvish says, but he's metakin, our uncle is metakin this when he calls Shabbos, Shabbosah. Okay? So he takes the Aleph, Unklus, in Aramaic, takes the Aleph from Echad, and puts it by Shabbos. That's Pshat in the Zohar, meaning what? Listen as follows. The Aleph, as we're saying, the Aleph of Echad represents the Eibishter, the oneness of Hashem, the Eibishter in everything. Unklus is Lashon Aramis, which is Chol. It's Chol. Shabbos, we're Kodesh. In fact, what do we do to prepare for Shabbos? We do Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. You do the Mikra, which is Lashon HaKodesh twice, and the Targum once. Batul Chad Betrei. To be Mevatel the Aramaic, which is Chol, Chad Betrei. Mevatel. So we end up kulo kadosh on Shabbos. So what is the Zohar saying? He says, Rad is a Shabbos. You know the secret of Shabbos? E Shabbos within Shabbos. Within Shabbos, the ischadas, it takes the one beraz of the Shabbos. That echod and puts it into Shabbos. Meaning Shabbos, you could see that echod, the aleph that's missing from the chad. And you could live it on Shabbos. Meaning ultimately, chavra, our avod in life is to see Hashem every moment, to live with Hashem every moment. And when we live with Hashem every moment, as we said before from Likutei Moran, and said from Tzaddik of Yosef, when you live with Hashem every moment, there's no bed, there's no nister, everything's wonderful and beautiful. We have to start living in our tefillah, in our Torah. But the place where we really could finally be mashpia on the rest of the week and the rest of our lives is from Shabbos. Shabbos is inherently full of Eivishter, inherently full of that Aleph. Just live Shabbos. And Nachlis Yaakov Avinu, Vayar Yaakov Surus Aleph. Let me read you a little bit about Shabbos. We read recently, a few weeks ago, one page from Rav Shlomo Karabach. It was Parshas Noach. We spoke a lot about Shabbos, some of the Chevra may remember. I want to read you another Torah from Rav Shlomo. It's in the book Lam Vav, but it's not one of the stories, just the way he speaks and the way he talked about Shabbos Kodesh. So listen to what he says. Because I was reading this earlier today, and I thought that's what it is. Just one page. You know, the Holy Shabbos has a light that's so exalted, so powerful, that even the physical aspects of our life can be lifted up to a spiritual level. But for this to happen, everything we do has to be L'Kavod Shabbos, in honor of the Holy Shabbos. So before we drink anything else, we make Kiddush over wine to sanctify Shabbos. And when we eat, we say, I'm eating this chicken or meat or fish, L'Kavod Shabbos, in honor of Shabbos. But the truth is, we don't just honor the Shabbos on the seventh day. The great tzaddikim all during the week were always looking for a new fruit, a special kind of fish. But they never ate it right away. They saved it for the Holy Shabbos. This way the Shabbos was with them all the time. Because a real Jew cannot live for 1 minute, for even 1 second, without being conscious of Shabbos. You see what it is? Imagine that you love somebody with all your heart. But one day that person tells you he or she has to go away. You might feel so sad, right? You really don't want to let your loved one go. Everyone knows that Shabbos is our soulmate. The soulmate of all of Yisrael. So the Shabbos comes, we dive in, have our three Shabbos meals. Then Shabbos says, sorry, it's time for me to leave. Now maybe we argue with her a little bit, sit at our third meal a little longer. But finally we give up and we make Havdalah. We don't want to let the Shabbos leave, but what can we do? We can't say, sorry, I'm not part of this world anymore. I'm always staying in Shabbos. Maybe we want to. But, yes, it's true that we have to live in this world. We have to earn money, go to our jobs, drive our cars, talk on the phone. Our children have to go to school, but all this is just on the outside. On the outside of the outside. Do you know what the deepest secret of Yiddishkeit really is? Maybe on the outside I go about my life during the 6 days of the week, but on the inside I never let go of Shabbos. In the deepest depths of my heart, I say Shabbos dik all the time. Then everything I do during the week is also L'Kavod Shabbos. And one Shabbos, one very special Shabbos, all of Israel refused to make Abdallah. All the Yidden everywhere in the world will lift up their eyes to heaven and say, Ribbono Shalom, we're mamish begging you. Don't take the Shabbos away from us. We want to stay in Shabbos the whole week. We're telling you, God in heaven, we want to keep Shabbos forever. And then is when the Master of the world will bless us with all the Yom Shekul Shabbos. The time that is all Shabbos, the coming of Mashiach, may it be soon in our days. So what is this L'Kavod Shabbos that Rav Shlomo is saying we have to live with on Shabbos during the week? It's the Shabbos of Shabbasa. The Shabbos of the Eibishter. The Shabbos when we recognize that Shabbos is a day where, yes, the Ribbono Shel, it's not just Shabbos is my soulmate. It's a day where the Ribbono Shel is my soulmate. Where I'm living with Hashem. And I let that affect every day of my week and every day of my life. And this is our avodah of every single year. It's not just about Torah, it's about the nice in a Torah. Chevra, we have to bring Hashem back into our lives, into all that we do. And you'll see it will lead to the greatest Simchas Achayim. As the Likutei Moran taught us, any atzvus is chisaron in emuna. That's all it is. And the more I have the Ribbono Shel by my side, the more I'll be b'simcha. The more I'll elevate every aspect of all my mitzvahs. And then the Ribbono Shel Bez Hashem, as Rav Shlomo said, the Ribbono Shel said, my Yidden, my Tari Yidden, they can't stop thinking about me. They're living with me. They're davening actually to me finally. Not just davening, but actually davening to me. They're learning with me, as the Nefesh HaChaim says. How could I not bring my Shechina back? Be as Mashiach, b'mehera v'yameinu, b'karav mamish, b'ez Hashem isbarach, b'gula shleima, b'mehera v'yameinu.